Okay, good morning, everybody. A word of background to Halacha Vav, which is our topic for today. The Rambam poses the question, So this question is posed to Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Membeis. And there the Gemara develops the idea of differentiated Gil Chinuch, that you can't speak about, you know, the age of Chinuch being, you know, 8, 9, 10, depends on the mitzvah. So, katan hayodeli satev chayev betzitzis, katan hayodeli shmor tvilav chayev betzvilin. Katan, as the Rambam is about to quote, yodeli dabir aviv malamdo Torah ukriyashma. So that is to say that the nature of the mitzvah plays a very important role, as does the development of the child in mind in question, in terms of determining when the chiyuv begins. And in different cases, the Rambam will say the chiyuv inheres in the father, sometimes the chiyuv inheres in the son. Obviously, on the rabbinic level, it can't be chayv anything midaraisa until you're actually bar bat mitzvah. But that's the context of this Rambam. The one other piece of context that we have to have in this Rambam is the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Chaf Aleph. So again, Sukkah Mem Beis, a good way to remember it, just divided by two, Bava Basra Chaf Aleph. Basically, the institutionalization of education, the Takanas Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla. What was happening is, since of course the mitzvah, as the Rambam has discussed up until now, of Talmud Torah in the sense of a lamed, is a familial mitzvah. So the Gemara says, so a person who had a father who was capable and motivated would learn Torah, and everybody else, you know, was completely either underserved or unserved. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla reformed the entire system. There were various iterations. First, they only put teachers in Yerushalayim, which is very fascinating because Yerushalayim was a place of dedication to Avodas Hashem. Then Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla instituted that just like we have Shoftim v'Shotrim titanlecha v'chol sharecha, v'chol pelech v'chelech v'chol ir v'ir, the Gemara Bava Basra says he did the same thing with Mechanchim, that they were put in every location. And he ultimately determined that the child should be brought in kiben sheish or kiben sheva. So the question is, you know, how do you determine 6 or 7? So once again, the nature of the child came in. The Bali Tosos ask a question on that Gemara. They say the Mishnah in Avos says ben chamesh shanim lemikra, so I thought it was 5 years old. And they say, well, maybe this has to do with, you know, a really healthy child. It all depends on the developmental pace of the child. So the Rambam says the following, and I just want to point out one chiddush that the Rambam has, because otherwise that the Rambam is effectively doing is he's reporting to us and synthesizing these two Gemaras and just reporting it to us. But I think there's a bit of a chiddush here that the Rambam has, which I guess, you know, we've learned not to be surprised by that. That's what the Gemara Masech HaSukkah says. A lot to be said for that. Ushma Yisrael. The Rambam adds in Hakol Lefi Boryo. Again, it's not really Kiven Sheish or Kiven Shemba as a kind of like an ironclad principle, is you have to know when is a child going to be able to withstand formalized education. And as we know, that might not be Kiven Sheish or Ven Sheva. Yeah. Hakol Lefi Boryo. And then Umolicho Eitzel Malamid Atinoko. So then, unless the father himself is the teacher, you take him to the Malame Tinokos, and then the Rambam is going to discuss some of the pertinent financial arrangements with the Malame Tinokos, and we'll get into that a little bit tomorrow. But there are, I guess, two points here that I want to develop in the Rambam. The less significant point is the fact that, you know, when the Gemara in Sukkah says, Katya de la Daber, Aviv Malamdo Torah, Ukriyat Shema, the order is striking, that Torah Tzivalanu Moshe comes before Kriyat Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you would not have expected that. You would think that Shema would be the first in the order, but it's not. But the Rambam then says, of course you don't stop with that. It's not like then you take a vacation until the kid is 6 or 7. Once the process has started, it can never stop. So education never stops. As soon as the child is able to speak, you begin, and then, you know, the ball runs from there. That's an incredibly important point, and one should always be adding on, you know, Malin Bakodesh Vilo Moridin, if you will. So I think that's an extremely important point. I think the more important point is to go back to Halacha Aleph. For the Rambam said, where is the obligation, from where does the obligation for the father to teach his young child derive? It's right from Pasuk, V'imata Mosa Misbenechem Lidaber Bam. So I think that Rambam now comes into very clear focus. What did the Pasuk say? V'imata Mosa Misbenechem Lidaber Bam. So the Rambam, of course, working through the Gemara, but with his own formulation based on his privileging of that pasuk. Again, putting together the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed with Sukkah Mem Beis, with Baba Basra Daf Chaf Aleph, the total picture emerges to the Rambam very, I think, elegantly and exquisitely. That what, in essence, one is left with is the idea of Lidaber Bam. Once you're capable of the faculty of speech, so your speech should be Lidaber Bam, as Chazal say, Diburcha Yehe Bam. That should be the main subject of your. Obviously, you're going to have to speak about other things and mundane things. You know, Ben Azai would complain. The Yerushalmi in Masechta Shabbos says that Ben Azai would complain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have given us two mouths after our Sinai. You know, one that should be involved in Torah all the time, like Yisa Bo'yomam Ba'layla, the other one that could be involved in mundane matters. We don't live in a world with two mouths, two ears, two eyes, not two mouths. And it's extremely important that L'daber Bam, Shaloye Diburcha El'abam, that from the moment the child is able to speak, the Rambam says, you never stop. You start with Torah Tehillah Moshe, then Shema, then Ma'at Ma'at Psukim, emphasis on Torah Shebichsav, which is important, until the child is ready for a more intensive and formalized structure. So God willing, we'll pick it up there tomorrow. What are the financial arrangements to be made in education? As we know, that's a topic that continues, and I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say this, to plague the Jewish community.
At all.